I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Gino Angeli. He's with the Exchange Club of Marquette County for one more reminder about this weekend's International Food Fest at Matson Lower Harbor Park. Here's the latest details with Gino Angeli.
Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we'll be, Jim and Ray are going to play some music, and we got some guys from out of the area playing some music, and we got the beer tent open, and some vendors going, and we're going to get things wound up here for the 4th of July. We're excited. Everything's falling into place, the weather included.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be very comfortable, if nothing else, not one of these 90-degree days where you win the battle by just, you know, coincidence because everybody just wants to get to the lakeshore. It's going to be really comfortable. And this is really, truly a destination thing now these days.
I've noticed in the last 2 weeks, Marquette is getting crowded.
Yep.
There are people here for the 4th of July, and that's great.
Yep. And you got this going now. We kind of have been calling it sort of a soft open tomorrow night. You're getting going at 6, but you're really going to be, you're up and running, and then Sunday and Monday, right? What's the hours?
Sunday and Monday starting at noon till 10 o'clock. And, of course, after the Monday, 10 o'clock, 10:30, the fireworks will go off. And we're going to, you know, have a good show. It's going to be a half hour of pretty steady fireworks, so it's going to be great.
Now, in the past, you've done the whole token thing. The tokens are gone, right?
Tokens are gone, so bring your cash. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. You'll need money. So, yes, bring that. And but everything else is the same. The Double Trouble have the blow-ups and the vendors and the beer and the wine and the and the sodas and the waters. And it's standard stuff, but everybody enjoys it, and that's why we stick with them. Because everybody knows them and enjoys them and comes down to see them.
It gets going tomorrow evening. It goes until 10 o'clock and then noon to 10 on Sunday, Monday. It is the International Food Fest and the 4th of July celebration. And let's just start with that, Gino. We've talked about this before, but the Exchange Club of Marquette County, you do this because you love writing checks.
Yeah. Yes, this is all contributions from you, the community, to raise charitable funds for our more than 75 organizations that request these grants from us, and it's all because of the people that come down to the food fest and support us. This is our fundraiser for the year, and this is what we do, and we've been doing it since 1982 or three, and nobody really seems to remember.
Yeah. We're calling it 40 years.
Yeah, let's call it 40.
Works for me.
And I know we've raised over $1 million in those years for the Marquette community and surrounding areas. So it's all good, and we enjoy the heck doing it.
Well, that's one thing, is you can come down and support some of these local vendors that are bringing you the food. You can support our local distributors and our local musicians. It's all very local. That's the idea, isn't it?
That is the idea. I've said it many times. This is one of the fabric things of the community that you participate in, so that Marquette becomes as great as it is.
Moved here Labor Day weekend of 1996, and within that first weekend of living here, people were telling us, make sure you're in town for the food fest.
Yeah, I was telling somebody the other day, back in the 80s, before or 70s, Marquette was a ghost town in the 4th of July. Yeah. And then a few people started putting some things together, and this started happening. But I remember and Marquette emptied.
So you got 40 years of the Food Fest, and it says here, welcome to the 40th annual Marquette County Exchange Club International Food Fest. Food, drink, music, give them the hours and where they got to go.
Starting Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and then Sunday and Monday, starting at noon till 10 o'clock, and the fireworks to follow. And see you down there. Come on down and have a good time. Bring the kids. Remember, no pets, no bikes.
And cash.
And cash.
That's Gino Angeli with the Exchange Club of Marquette County. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.